Hello, it's Thursday, February 16th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Now, Lisa, yesterday was the big interview with Dick Cheney.
With Evil Dick, right.
On Fox News. I saw just the first segment of it with Brit Hume, and it seems like as each day goes by, there's more and more apologists for Dick Cheney, at least in the mainstream media. And as I'm watching all this unfold, the one thing that people have to remember is that Dick Cheney was one of the masterminds behind 9/11. He
right.
was one of the implementers.
I'll tell you what, from watching that so-called interview, that controlled interview, if that's about all the emotion he can muster up, then I feel sorry for him. He's like subhuman.
Yeah, yeah, there's no humanity in this guy whatsoever. And as I wrote in the lead article on the Wing TV homepage today, these guys lie easily, these guys cheat easily, and these guys kill easily. And as you're watching this and you're hearing Rush Limbaugh, or you're hearing people on Fox News or people in the newspaper apologize for Dick Cheney and say, oh, you know, you have to feel sorry for the poor guy.
Making
it was an accident.
Yeah.
Remember that 3,000 people are dead, nearly 3,000 people, on the morning of September 11th because of direct actions that Dick Cheney was behind. And remember that there's thousands of American soldiers and God only knows how many other civilians dead
in Iraq and Afghanistan
because of direct actions from Dick Cheney. So I don't buy all of this apology and that we need to feel compassion for Dick Cheney.
Well,
because
at this point, the more they talk about this I shot my friend in the face story, it's starting to sound more and more just like a BS story. Do we even know that that's really what happened?
Yeah, and with a 24-hour lag time between the event and when it was finally reported, one thing Cheney did say when Brit Hume asked him why he thinks the mainstream media is so upset about this, he said it's because they're jealous.
Yeah.
They're jealous because they reported it in the Corpus Christi newspaper before it went to the New York Times or the Washington Post. I mean, this is just bogus from the start.
That was such a lame statement he made.
Yeah, they're jealous. It sounds like people in the alternative media, actually, when they criticize us, they say, oh, it's just because they're jealous, you know? It's preposterous. Now, we'd also like to thank Mr. Michael Collins Piper. We were supposed to do an interview last night with Visigoth from the Grassy Knoll, but he called around supper time, asked if we could delay it for a day. And we said, yeah, no problem. And so a few minutes after that, Piper calls up and he says, hey, can you guys come on my show tonight?
Right, so we ended up going on RBN on the Michael Collins Piper show. I think he calls it the Piper Report.
Yeah.
And we spent an hour talking about our experiences in Oklahoma City for the 10th anniversary events that went on there last year, which we participated in and attended, and it was a very interesting hour.
Right, and Piper invited us on because I think he feels the same frustration that many others feel, not only who've investigated OKC, but also 9/11, the USS Liberty, and so forth, that not only does the mainstream media and the government cover up these events, but there's also factions within the patriot movement and the alternative media.
Right, that are more interested in containing information than getting it out.
And so I said before the show, I said, you know, you're going to piss some people off if you start talking about this. He says, I don't care anymore. He said, it's time to start laying this stuff on the table. And the reason why this matters so much to us is because, Lisa, do you remember how much trust, how much faith, and how much belief we had in OKBIC?
Yeah, well, and the same thing with the 9/11 truth field, too. Because when we got into this, we really wanted to believe that the other people involved were in it for the right reasons, for the pure reasons of just wanting to expose the truth. And as time has gone on, we see with all of these issues, not just OKC and 9/11, there's more people interested in suppressing truth than there are in getting it out.
Yeah, and as we discussed this last night on RBN, on the Piper Report, it became so glaringly apparent when they bring in a guy like Bob Barr, a CIA veteran of 7 years, when they bring in Bob Barr, who says that he believes the government's version of events.
And promotes the incompetence and negligence angle.
And when they start trying to put the blame on the Arabs and so forth, when they don't link to articles about Elohim City, when they have a press conference with the whole Oklahoma City media right there, and they don't mention bombs in the building.
When they start handing you this shinola, they are insulting your intelligence, and they are slapping the victims and the survivors in the face.
And the truth seekers as well. And we had so much faith, especially in a guy named Chris Emery, who actually came here, visited us.
Stayed in our house.
Yeah, we entrusted him. And it seems like he's just a puppet of Charles Keith.
Right.
So, you know, we hope that everybody had a chance to hear that show last night. If not, go to the RBN archives. I think it's up there. And we also want to say a big thank you to Gene Chapman, who was on
our
show yesterday.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy that intended to set himself on fire in front of an IRS building to protest the illegal income tax.
He went on a 40-day hunger death fast. Yeah. Now, I don't know how effective stuff like that is, because it's obvious the government doesn't have any regard for human life. They were willing to let Gene Chapman starve himself to death or set himself on fire, you know, for his cause, and they wouldn't have blinked an eye.
But
if
what
he had.
Conviction, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a something to respect about a martyr. And if you go back through history and you look at Jesus and Joan of Arc and John the Baptist and, you know, even John F. Kennedy, these people knew they were going to be killed for their stances. And yet they still stuck true to their beliefs.
Well, I wonder how many people there are out there today in our country, in America, who believe in something strongly enough, a cause strongly enough, that they'd be willing to give their life for it. Is there anything you believe in that strongly?
I know Patriot Jim Kushua would. And, you know, getting back to John Kennedy, you remember when he was in Dallas that day? And he even joked in the weeks and the months before he went to Dallas that he knew there were some headhunters out for him. And I'll bet when his limo, where they asked him beforehand if he wanted to put the bubble, the bulletproof bubble, up over his limo.
Uh-huh.
He says, no, the president has to be among the people. But when it took that turn that was made at the last minute, and he's going 7 miles an hour down that street, I'll bet he said, oh, shit, here it comes. And there it was. I mean, the shots rang out. Here was a guy that knew they were out for him, yet he still went forward anyway. So, you know, there's a lot to respect about these people doing this. And now also, Lisa, we have a guest on tomorrow.
Right.
Why don't you tell everybody about him? We just found out about this event, regrettably, yesterday.
Right. His name's Greg Nixon. He is a 9/11 activist, and he's an anti-gatekeeper activist, which always works well with us because we can't stand the gatekeepers. There is going to be a Ground Zero protest on President's Day, Monday. That's, I believe, the 20th, at 10 a.m. at Ground Zero. Any of you that are in New York, around New York, and can attend that protest, please do so. They need all the support they can. There's going to be groups coming, I guess, from Minnesota, Vermont, New York, and other locales. And you will see them 10 a.m. They plan on going to Elliot Spitzer's office and confronting them. They think that Elliot Spitzer is being promoted because he has refused to investigate what happened on 9/11. And there is outrage over this. They are also planning on protesting at Rudy Giuliani's office, which is a very appropriate place to have a protest, because he's such a total loser when it comes to 9/11, and he was involved as well. If you can go, it's 10 a.m. Monday, President's Day, at Ground Zero. I wish we would have known sooner, because we would be there in a heartbeat.
We would definitely have made plans, And I'm sure we're going to ask Greg tomorrow about not only some of the specific gatekeepers at 911truth.org, but what I want to ask him is, what does he say to people who contact him or who contact us and say, why don't you all just join together with these certain groups? Well, there was an individual a couple weeks ago that emailed me and said, why don't you just join together with them, with the 911 Truth? And I said, okay, I'll have a little test with you. Why don't you contact Kyle Hentz, David Kubiak, and Nicholas Levis and tell them that you would like them to join together with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani at Wing TV. And we'll see what happens. So finally, the guy writes back about 2 weeks later and says, oops, I see what you mean now.
Yeah, Levis didn't respond.
Yeah, he says these people are totally disappointing.
Yeah, in fact, Nicholas Weenie Levis actually went and told about 15 people that this upcoming protest on the 20th was canceled. This is the way these people operate. Sabotage.
It's direct sabotage. And they're the same group last year that did everything in their power to keep people away from Ground Zero on the 4th anniversary.
Greg also told me that I guess the scholars for 9/11 Truth are planning on doing something over at the O'Hare Airport. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why O'Hare Airport? This is the first I've heard about it, so we'll have to ask him about that too.
Yeah. But also, Lisa, when I came home today, you were telling me about a conversation you had with a couple people this morning that was very interesting to show the mind frame and how much conditioning and how much information can be used by the power elite to sway people away from what's really going on in the world.
If you ever want to see the difference between how informed you are compared to one of the sheeple, just talk to somebody who doesn't know about any of this stuff. These are a couple people we sent a bunch of our books to, and so right off the bat, why are you writing about all this political stuff? Why don't you start writing about fiction or children's stories and get away from this politics? And then the person started going on and on about the Democrats, how they can't stand the Democrats. Of course, this person voted for George Bush and is totally Republican and watches Fox News. And, well, I watch Fox News. I said, well, you're watching the biggest propaganda conduit of them all. And you should, you know, realize that they're all bought, sold, and controlled, and the Republicans are no better than the Democrats.
Well, here's a couple of the biggest myths. First of all, the biggest myth that the media has to perpetuate is that the president is the one making the decisions. That is first and foremost. The second one that they have to promote is that there's a vast, huge difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. So those are myths number one and number two. And it sounded like they were parroting that exactly.
Well, as the conversation progressed, this person goes, next thing you're going to tell me is there was no Holocaust. They said, oh, I believe atrocities were committed against the Jews as well as other groups of people during World War II by the Nazis. But they're going to have to prove it to me that 6 million Jews were gassed to death in gas chambers. What are you talking about? I watched something on TV last night. I said, well, there's your problem right there. That's why you're so uninformed. You need to quit watching TV and read the American Free Press newspaper instead. And then we got into the IRS, and by the time this whole conversation was over, this person was exhausted. You know, they were talking about Israel, how Saddam should be killed. I mean, every statement they made was a parroting back of propaganda and BS that they heard off of Fox News. And I said, what are you kidding? And I started telling him about the Bourse and about there's no weapons of mass destruction and the smoke screens being thrown out in front of the public, you know, to divert away from what's really going on. And they didn't have a clue. This just goes to show, the more you watch TV so-called news, the faux news, the less informed you are.
Well, and I know there's so many people that essentially have these stations on all day long. They just play through the cycle, whether it's CNN or whether it's Fox News or whatever. And we've talked about this many times in the show, psychic driving. These messages just get hammered into their head.
Well, they were so fixated on defending Israel, and these people aren't Jewish, okay? And they're saying how poor Israel this and poor Israel. I said, what are you talking about? Israel is a terrorist nation propped up by the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones that are dragging us down more than any other nation in this world. And if we could just simply cut our ties with Israel, it would free us from so many global turmoils that it's beyond belief.
I said, what about the USS Liberty attack? That was a deliberate attack by the Israeli Defense Forces against an American Navy ship, killing 34 American sailors. And they were in international waters. There's no way, if you listen to the interviews on our website, that you can come across with the conclusion that this was an accidental, inadvertent attack.
Well, and then you have the dancing Israelis, the Israeli foreknowledge of 9/11, the Israeli moving companies, the Odigo instant messenger service that knew hours before 9/11 happened.
Said, we got into 9/11 and Shanksville, and they asked me on the phone, why do you care what happened in Shanksville? I said, why don't you care about what happened in Shanksville?
Yeah.
Why don't you care?
I mean, and this book we just released, Phantom Flight 93, not only completely blows open Shanksville, shows what a massive hoax was perpetuated there, but it also gives. There's one chapter that is called The Evil 13. These are the primary masterminds behind this. There's also one called Deconstructing 9/11.
Right.
This shows how the powers that be screwed up on the morning of 9/11. These are the things we need to know.
Right, and you should always direct people to the PNAC website, to their report, Rebuilding America's Defenses. That's always a very good report for people to read to get an idea of what's happening and what's going on and what they envision for not only America, but for the nations of the world.
Yeah. So, you know, and I enjoy these types of conversations that I have during the day, because when you start giving people the physics or the science or the undeniable truth, you start seeing the blood drain out of their face, because they're like, they've realized that they've been duped. And it's such a disheartening feeling for them, and they can either do one or two things. They can just throw their hands up and go back into their little hole, into their illusion, or they can let this information empower them.
I could feel the frustration building and building and building. I've been working on these two people that I talked to for years now.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they have no argument to refute what I'm saying. And I said, hey, don't believe what I'm saying.
Read the books.
Look at the sources. Think for yourself. Stop watching the damn TV.
Yeah, yeah. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about, Lisa, is I read an article about bloggers and about the Internet. And it was very interesting because there is recently an Iraqi blogger who was arrested. And I guess that he went to a university and got on the computers. And actually, he was surprised because he was allowed to go to all of these different websites, and there was no restriction whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Well, it wasn't until later that he found out that they went into this computer after he left, found all the sites that he went to.
Oh, and tracked.
Tracked where they went to,
his
and then they
activity.
Came and arrested him. And this article.
Oh, he was in a cafe.
Yeah, was it a cafe?
He was in a cafe, and he got arrested afterward.
Yeah.
For reading something on another website.
Yeah. There's also a line here, or a paragraph, that says that the U.S. government is developing a massive computer system. Well, I don't think they're developing it. I think it already exists. They can collect huge amounts of information by, you know, what computers you link to, what websites you go to. And, of course, they're saying that it's being used to identify what? Terrorists. Of course, terrorists.
Right. I guess now you're a terrorist if you're reading. You're just reading.
Yeah. But it's the all-encompassing envelope excuse. Terrorism. And when you see what happened recently, Microsoft, how they're selling out to the Chinese government and trying to entrap the Chinese dissidents.
Right.
Also, Yahoo gave the name of a Beijing student, or a journalist, I think it was, to the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Google, of course, who recently introduced their new search engine in China, but it's heavily, heavily censored. So you have all three of these entities, probably the three biggest search engines there are, three biggest computer companies, that are all selling out and becoming part of these government tracking services. And it's unbelievable what they're doing, and it's going to keep increasing.
Well, as long as we put up with it. So,
right.
I mean, really, you don't have that much to lose if you stand up and speak out and challenge the system. You have to challenge the status quo, because it's just going to keep becoming bigger and stronger and more enveloping.
Yeah. And from our end, we don't give a damn what the government knows that we're doing.
No.
Because we're not saying anything or doing anything differently off air. They were doing on the air. So.
Right. Well, it's like these people I was talking to on the phone. Well, you know they're monitoring you. You know they're. I said, I don't really care if they're monitoring me. I don't care. We stood in front of the White House just a few feet from a guy with a street sweeper.
Yeah, then he had to have a strap around his neck to hold up because it was so heavy.
So they probably got our picture, and so what?
Yeah, I mean, holding a 15-foot banner that says 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition. So if they don't know us by now, they're never going to know us, and we don't really give a damn.
And we want them to know that we're out here, and that we know the truth, and that they're not getting away with it.
Yeah. Wasn't there a guy that we wanted to have on our show once, Lisa, but he refused to come on? Because we won't mention his name.
He's a 9/11 researcher, and he didn't want even his
voice to be heard.
Yeah, he wanted to do it over the computer, some weird way to do an interview.
Like an instant messenger or something like that.
And we said, we don't do our interviews that way. I mean, if you want to do an interview, have the balls to just do the interview.
Yeah, so the interview never ended up, and he's a good researcher, but the interview never resulted because he was so horrified to have either his I don't even know if we even know his...
Don't let the paranoia carry you away.
Yeah, and there certainly is a lot of paranoia. And, you know, we were talking about something yesterday about a way to organize.
Right.
And, you know, this person talked about having people send their addresses and emails and so that. And I was like, do you realize how many people aren't going to do that?
Yes, somebody suggested that we organize for I can't remember, something. And we should get people's phone numbers and addresses and whatnot. And as paranoid as people are in these circles, there's no way people are going to just give out that information.
Right.
They're so paranoid and suspicious, I can never see that happening.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a good idea in theory. But, you know, finally, Condoleezza Rice came out, and these are the little things we have to keep looking for as it leads up to our war with Iran. And she says, the United States has not ruled out unilateral action against Iran. And it's like just every day they put another block on the pyramid until finally it either reaches the terrorist event or the propaganda has reached such a fever pitch.
Well, that reminds me back to that conversation with those two people. I said, what about the weapons of mass destruction? There weren't any. And this person goes, well, that's because they're in Syria. I mean, on every single point,
straight from Fox
it was
News.
Just totally wrong information. And this is how backwards the television gets your thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, this person believes absolutely everything backwards, ass backwards.
And I believe, absolutely, I mean, last night when Dick Cheney was sitting there being, quote-unquote, interviewed by Brit Hume, I didn't believe a word he said about anything because...
He needs to look up the definition of sincerity and try to sculpt a look of sincerity on his face, even once.
This is a man who's a mass murderer. He's a bloodthirsty monster. He's, if there is such a concept as reptilians... or anything like that, which is you know, something we don't put a lot of credence in. But if there ever was, Dick Cheney would be one of those men. He's just as sick, as evil, and as bloodthirsty as anybody out there.
Did he look remorseful to you? I mean, supposedly he shot his friend in the face and watched him fall, and this guy looked like he was made of stone, Cheney. I mean, his face is like a rock.
Well, and that, but see, Lisa, that's indicative of all of these people that are at the elite.
Unfeeling.
Yeah. Just stone cold and animal-like, I guess. I mean, he'll go out and he would kill with impunity and not bat an eye about it. And when I hear these apologists giving excuses now how we should feel sorry for Dick Cheney.
Let's put it this way. Whatever story they come out with, and I don't care who on the mainstream puts it out, you can bet your life on it. It isn't the truth.
Yeah.
There may be grains of truth, kernels of truth in it, but it's not the whole truth because they never give us the whole truth, ever.
It's been spun up one side, down the other. And, you know, like I said, we watch TV about 10 or 15 minutes a day when we're eating supper, and that's it. And
it's an appetite depressant.
So, anyway, tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Greg Nixon on. He's going to talk about this rally at Ground Zero on Monday. We're also going to talk about the gatekeepers, who he is very firmly against.
Right.
So I think this is a show that everybody is going to want to tune into.
Yeah, to repeat, 10 a.m., Ground Zero, Monday, President's Day. Be there if you can. They need all the support they can muster.
And also next week, we're going to have a couple call-in shows where we're going to have you call in. We're going to say the day before what the topic is, and we're going to have you guys call in and give us your ideas, your opinions. And we want to hear what you're thinking. So until tomorrow, as you heard today, keep your eyes open. Get away from the brainwashing and the propaganda. And keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.